and I was very poorly, actually. Of course, everybody immediately began coming home from work, and then my brother Ted came. I can remember him coming in, and he'd got a big firework that he'd bought, and it had got a wood handle, and it was like a long pole, and he'd paid sixpence for it, which was quite an amount for Ted. And he said, I'm going to let it off tonight, you'll be able to see it. And my father, who of course worked night, he got up, you see, my father got up early, and he went down into the shopping area, and he bought a huge flag, red, white and blue flag, and it was really one to hang out of the window. But he decided, as I was in bed, he wouldn't hang it out in the window, he'd hang it up in the bedroom. So we had this red, white and blue flag hanging almost halfway across the bedroom for me. Of course, they began people walking up and down the road singing, and crowds of people all coming up and down playing little bands. And oh, it was such a joyful day. That was the day that the war ended. But I was too poorly, really, to appreciate it all. And I remember when it was dusk in the evening, Ted went up the garden with this firework, and Mum tried to help me up in bed so that I could see through all but my back, and that did ache. I was really poorly. And I looked out, and he'd lit it, and it came bright red. And then he waved it like this, going bright red, and then it changed to white. And then it was blue. And it kept changing from red, white and blue. It was a beautiful firework, really, and it was one to hold in your hand, you see. And I remember him rushing upstairs. Did you see it, Win? Did you see it? Did you like it? I said, oh, it was wonderful. It really was wonderful. But, oh, I was really too ill to appreciate it.
Were there any other celebrations later on?